point estimation, or the inaccuracy of estimates. We have been discussing the Monte Carlo simulator in several videos. We had an error control system, which we test n times, and we check for each trial whether we have a success or a failure. And we count the number of errors, x, that's a stochastic variable, and what we report is what we call the error rate, the number of errors divided by the number of trials, x divided by n. So this is what we do. What we want is to estimate the error probability PE. So how can we do that? What we did was we introduced an estimator. So now let's try to formally or semi-formally define an estimator, or more specifically a point estimator. An estimator of an unknown parameter theta, for instance the error probability, it is a function of the observed data which can be used to estimate the unknown parameter. So in our case, that estimator was the error rate R, and what we want to estimate is the error probability. It is customary to write hat theta for an estimator for theta. So in our case, it would be reasonable to write hat PE for R. It follows from the definition that hat theta is a stochastic variable. So our error rate is a stochastic variable. It is a function of random data, so it is in itself random data. In order to be able to use this as an estimate, in order to produce an estimate, we must require that hat theta is approximately equal to theta most of the time. But because it is a random variable, it won't be close all the time. We can just hope that it's often enough. So in our case, we had the error count, which is an immediately observable data from the simulation. We divide that by n to get the error rate. And this error rate is what we use as an estimator. So we write hat PE instead of x over n. And we saw last time that the expected value of the estimator is equal to the unknown parameter. That last thing here is the definition of an unbiased estimator. So if the expectation of hat theta is equal to theta, we say that hat theta is an unbiased estimator of theta. Usually we will prefer that our estimators are unbiased, but sometimes it may be possible to find a biased estimator which is better than the best possible unbiased estimator. So it is not an absolute criterion for a good estimator. The fact that the estimator is a random variable means that it has a probability distribution, and in particular it will have a variance and it will have a standard deviation, sigma. Because it is probabilistic, it's stochastic, it will not be exactly equal to the correct quantity all the time. There will be some estimation error, which we can define as the absolute value of the difference. And under certain assumptions about the probability distribution, 32% of the time, approximately, that estimation error is going to be greater than the standard deviation. 4.5% of the time, it will be at least twice the standard deviation. And a quarter of a percent of the time, it will be three times the standard deviation. So with a quite significant probability, the error will be greater than 2 times sigma. And quite often, it will be greater than sigma. So using an estimator, you should be very aware of that standard deviation. If the standard deviation is wrong, then the estimation error will often be large. The smaller you can make that sigma, the better the estimator is. So a good estimator needs a low variance. A little exercise for you. Suppose you are testing a system with an error probability of approximately 1%. How many trials will you have to make in order to get your estimator to fall between 0.011 and 0.009, 99.75% of the time? Good luck.